But Jesus, the Savior who came to earth to paint a picture of grace in the hearts of men and women, came not as a powerful king or as a military leader, as many people thought he would. That's why no one in his small town of Nazareth ever suspected they were sharing their daily lives with the Messiah, the one that all of Israel had been waiting for. How could they have guessed he would be called the light of the world, the bread of life, the King of Kings? He was Joseph's boy, the carpenter. And later, when he left home and began to gather a simple group of followers, fishermen and tax collectors, even those followers didn't exactly understand who he was or why they had left everything to follow him. They walked with him. They listened to him. They hung on to every word. They knew there was something special about him. He often amazed them. And yet they didn't really understand who he was. In many ways, he seemed just like an ordinary man.
Though he walk and talk as he did, though he lived from day to day, with the ordinary struggles of life, in a simple kind of way. There was something rare about him that we did not understand. He was more than just an ordinary man. More than just an ordinary man. The key to God's extraordinary plan. Living in creation created by his hand. Prophet of God, the sacrificial lamb. He remains the same today, the one true great I am. He was more than just
an ordinary man. He made wine out of simple water. He called the